Look who's in the studio. It's the First Lady of Chicago, Amy Eshelman, here with us. Hi, Amy.
Be here with you.
Oh, I'm so glad you came in studio as well. I know it's a busy time. We just played that Christmas music. I've been taking advantage of the stuff all across the city, and I know that's what you're here to talk about, the kinds of things we have going on. Have you been doing it too, personally?
We have been. I have to tell you, we had a pretty magical weekend where Chris Kindle Market opened. We lit the Christmas tree.
Oh, wow.
And the Magnificent Mile Lights Festival all happened in a few days. And it just really got us all in the spirit. We could see the joy of people visiting our city. Everybody was so happy to be downtown.
It is a magical time. It really is. And I think that the city lights, as they started to come up, and you start seeing the Christmas tree lightings and things like that. We went to the Skating Ribbon, which is one of our all-time favorite things to do at Maggie Daly Park.
Fantastic.
Cannot be the holidays without that. Give us a couple of the things that you want to spotlight about, the things maybe people don't think about all the time or other things to do.
Well, one thing that I'm very excited about is that our theater is back open.
Mm-hmm.
And all those wonderful Christmas holiday theater productions of the Nutcracker at the Joffrey and the Christmas Carol at the Goodman are back and open. We have Frozen happening
downtown. That's a favorite.
Broadway in Chicago. So welcoming families back downtown to take advantage of our incredible arts and culture, I think, also is a really real highlight of the holiday season.
It is, and I think there's a bit of trepidation, people trying to learn about the new variant and how that's going to impact things. And you know, a lot of these activities are outdoors. Some of the other things, seeing the lights, looking at the windows, there are options there too, right?
Absolutely. I think, you know, everybody's trying to be very, very safe and cautious, and it's, you know, young people getting vaccinated, I think, has helped a lot, too. Our little kiddos starting to get vaccinated. So, you know, you can really feel the anticipation for the holidays downtown.
You know, the holiday train is the other thing that we look forward to seeing. We catch it every year somehow, some way. I know, isn't there an app, I think, that you can track it? You know, where maybe, have you heard of this, Pete? Oh, they're not doing times this year because of COVID. Okay, but I guess it's a lucky thing. You just got to catch it.
Just have to stand on the platform. Keep your fingers crossed.
Keep your fingers crossed, because that's something we've seen year after year, and we just it's a really
beautiful,
fun thing. Navy Pier has got a lot going on, too.
Navy Pier has a lot going on. The Museum of Science and Industry has its Christmas Around the World and Light Celebration with its Christmas trees.
Oh, that's back.
Yeah, that's back.
Ah. You know, I always think the Museum of Science and Industry is one of the treasures here. You think about what kids can learn inside that building. I mean, you could go back time and time and time again. It is just, it's really, we are lucky to have that here. And so many of our museums, too.
That's exactly right. I remember growing up as a kid, and that was just the highlight of the year, was coming, being able to come downtown and go to the Museum of Science and Industry or the Art Institute and see the lights was just an incredible family memory. And we really, really hope that people from the suburbs and, you know, people that live within a day's drive will take advantage of creating their own family memories this holiday season.
Yeah, to come and check out what the city has to offer. It's a lot of it's back is what I'm hearing from you. We've got a lot of options again. And so check it out. I know your background was, you worked for the library for a long time. Young adults and children are on your mind, and I think they're on a lot of our minds as we are still in the midst of a pandemic, but we emerged from these lockdowns. And I just wonder if you could address that. I know you're very active in that, Amy, and I see so many kids have come out of this, and they're still really feeling it.
Are still really, really feeling it, and we just need to wrap our arms around our young people in particular and be aware of the fact that they are still going through a lot of challenges with their own mental health and wellness, and so we as a city are really trying to engage them where they are and think about what are the opportunities that we can build as a city that really speak to what they love to do, what their passions are, and give them ideas and opportunities that will help them think about what their future can be in this city. You know, I've been so incredibly proud of how resilient they are.
Mm-hmm.
But there also has been a lot of challenges, and they've gone through a lot of trauma. And so the city is really trying to invest in how do we support our young people and their own challenges in mental health and wellness, but also the how do we bring back those things that they love to do that they really missed out on over the course of the 8 months.
I guess that's part of the process. If you've been through all this, you know, uncertainty and these times of not doing the things you normally do, it's now reconnecting with something.
It is really reconnecting not only with each other, but with, again, those opportunities and activities and the things they want to get better at and the things that they're gonna help them build a future in our city. And so that's what we're really trying to invest in.
What about, can you give us an update on libraries in general? I know that's your background. You were 20 years with Chicago Library. And I those are another tremendous resource, and I know the city's been beefing those up as well.
They really have. What I'm incredibly proud of is the fact that by the end of the year, all of our libraries will be open 7 days a week. So having our libraries open on Sundays is an incredible opportunity, again, for families to be having fun together, going to the library together, checking out books, keeping our kids reading and engaged. So we're really, really excited about the fact that we are going to be open 7 days a week at all Chicago Public Library locations.
Something I think people don't know about you, Amy, they know you're the First Lady of Chicago, the mayor's wife, and you know, you seem to be more of a quiet force on the scene. Is that fair? Is that fair to say that?
That is fair to say.
But then
I'm a mom. So, you know, that's first and foremost. I really try and take care of our daughter. And, you know, I'm incredibly blessed and privileged to be in this role at this moment. I'm so proud of Lori. And, you know, we've got great friends. And but, you know, first and foremost, I want to make sure.
Yeah, she's got a demanding job. You know, someone's got to hold up the board.
Yeah.
What was leading to is that when you look back and see what you've accomplished, I think many people don't recognize this all the time. And I was seeing that during your time at the library, you created a digital media center for kids and teenagers. And then that became a model for a national program. You were part of that team.
Yeah, I think that really impacted my life in a very profound way. It's a program called U-Media, which is in over, I think, about 20 Chicago Public Library locations, but it was a model that has spread across the country. I worked with 24 other cities to build U-Media-like spaces in libraries and museums, but I really saw what the power of out-of-school time and can do for a young person and how we can create opportunities for a young Chance the Rapper who utilized the U-Media space at the Chicago Public Library to really become the person that he is today, and the power of mentorship and the power of collaboration with your peers. And so that's what these kinds of spaces are all about, and so I'm very, very proud of that program.
You should be, and I just was surprised. I had not known much about it. It's one of those things that happen in the city, and we're glad that it does, but you don't always understand it if you weren't directly impacted by it. Are there more opportunities, more things? Can you speak to anything about in terms of children and youth and programming coming up here?
Sure. So we're very excited about a initiative that we started last year. Last year it was called Make 2021 Yours, so this year it will be Make 2022 Yours, and we are working in 15 neighborhoods across the city to provide fun activities for young people to do when they're not in school. We're going to have skating rinks, pop-up skating rinks, and fun activities happening in 15 neighborhoods across the city. If you go on myshinemyfuture.org, you can find out more about Make 2022 Yours.
Say it one more time, Amy.
MyShyMyFuture.org.
MyShyMyFuture.org. Someone says on the text line, don't forget Lincoln Park Zoo Lights.
Why did we forget Zoo Lights?
Because that's another one. I mean, everyone can go to Zoo Lights. And
That's exactly right.
Another magical.
Especially the weather's been so great.
I know.
Really cold.
I know that we've been appreciating this. It's a little warmer than we would normally get, maybe, but it's a pretty cool time to get out and enjoy. So we said Millennium Park Ice Skating Rink, Macy's on State Street, the Walnut Room, it's open.
The tree is beautiful.
Have you seen it? So you saw the, were you there for that one? Oh, I got to get over there myself. Light Up at the Lake at Navy Pier, Museum of Science Industry has the Christmas trees out. The holiday train is out and Zoo Lights and the Mag Mile, lots going on as well. Lots of stuff to check out. Amy, thank you for coming in and talking about it. And I wish you best of luck and happy holidays to you and the family.
Happy holidays to everybody listening, and happy holidays to you too, Anna.
Absolutely. Good seeing you. Good.